paranormal events. There are strange things which seem to be happening to everyday people. One of the real strange things happened to a lady who was driving a Tesla car. These cars have a warning system which shows a silhouette of a person on the car's screen when they get in front of the car. The lady was driving to a cemetery in California, and when she went down the cemetery road past the graves, no one else was there. Even though this was true, the car's screen was showing several people in front of the car moving. She believes she saw ghosts. By the way, this cemetery has a history of people seeing strange things that they thought were spirits. This brings me to a question. Could it be if there are spirits on Earth, technology as it advances will expose all of them? Will people even be able to truly contact the dead at some point? Edison thought this was possible and worked on a device for years which he believed would do this, but ultimately failed. The device was named the Spirit Phone. Edison had said he thought life was indestructible and went on after death and had his own bizarre theories on the subject. He believed tiny particles when joined together in the brain formed the spirit, and believed a person's consciousness passed on after death, and thought since it was his idea these particles form it, he might be able to detect and communicate with them. Yet when asked, he said he didn't know anything about the subject, and neither does any human. Today we have people claiming they have contacted the dead using simple voice recording machines. Many of them say when they have investigated locations which are said to be haunted, they got a response to questions asked and were able to record those responses. Others claim they heard nothing after asking their questions, but after playing the recordings they then heard answers to their question. Can something as simple as a voice recorder penetrate a veil between the living and the dead if one exists? There are some freaky things out there, and I am going to tell you about one. We all seem to love apps, especially those for our smartphones. One company thought there was enough people around who missed their loved ones so much, they would write an app which would allow a person to take a picture with a simulated graphic of a loved one. The company is in South Korea. The app is said to use 3D scanning and AI to accomplish this task. There are other apps which claim to allow us to contact the dead, and some are called spirit boxes. When I see something for sale and a note next to it which says this really works, my spider sense tingles. What I mean is, even if I didn't believe it would work, reading that sentence makes me even surer it won't work. These apps claim to pick up things like vibrations and energy. They even quote great people like Nikola Tesla, who said if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibrations. I personally do not think he was talking about spirits at the time. Would it ever be possible for humans to build a device which was operated by artificial intelligence to have a soul? How about one which could copy the patterns of the human brain and act like the person it came from? It is probably only a matter of time before this happens. Would that device have a soul? As technology advances, will there be a point where people unknowingly will try and download a human brain pattern to a computer, and while doing so download the soul? These are complex questions, but they may be asked in the future when we get to the point I am talking about. Not knowing what the soul or spirit is or where it is located, how would we know if it moved? Sure, there are those who claim there is no soul, so there is nothing to worry about, but balancing this out is the many people who claim to have contact experiences with loved ones after they died. If we could subtract all the criminals preying on the grieved who have lost people and are only actors who in some cases use special effects, we would still be left with those who have had truly strange contact experiences where they were contacted by a deceased loved one. There are far more of this type of contact than anyone realizes. This is because people do not want to talk about it because they feel foolish. It is hard to blame them for feeling that way, especially in our society. When it comes to death rituals, nothing is stranger than the beliefs of the people in Sutasi, in Indonesia. When someone dies there, the family makes believe they are alive, and keeps the body in the house as if the person was sleeping. There was an article about a family there which had the grandfather on a bed in the bedroom for over 12 years and treated it and talked to it as if the person was alive. When they had company over, the company would ask how the grandfather was doing and would be told he was still sick. This is all very strange indeed. No one was disturbed by the fact there was a corpse in the next room, and even the kids would run into that room and shake Grandpa and ask him to wake up. There are now quite a few scientists who believe life continues after death. One said he believed this and was 99.9% certain. So, what did he base this opinion on? He said it is on the evidence he has seen. He went on to say he also believed in the future we will finally have devices which will allow us to contact departed relatives and friends. Everyone seems to have had life experiences which are so strange they can't be explained. It might be enlightening to ask a friend what was the strangest experience they ever had, because the answer might surprise you. Even if the answer is not a paranormal one, it could be one which the odds were so against it makes you wonder. I remember one strange fact I found out about people I knew. They lived in New York but went on vacation to Florida years ago. They took a photo at the beach. Years later, there was a wedding of the daughter. After she was married for a few years, she was looking at old photos and came across the photo on the beach and was shocked. In the background was the man she married. He was on leave from the Navy at the time, but they had not met yet. The next time you are with a friend over 40, ask them if they ever had a paranormal experience. The answer might surprise you.